Hare Krishna, I'm ready. Let me take this away so I can see you. Can I have a pair of cattle, please? Hare Krishna, the father of Mohan. Hare Krishna. You have sung Jai Radha Madhava many, many times, but if you just forget this for a moment, the past where you have done something in a certain way, and just think about what this means. We are sitting together here in a temple where since so many years worship is going on. We're very lucky. We sit with like-minded people from different nations. I see a lot of you are from Russia and Ukraine. We are all together here, and we can worship the Lord together through our singing. And this is actually a great opportunity. So, singing as I always like to say to the devotees, sing a song you've never sung before in your life. Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Punya Vihare Gopi Jana Pallava Girivaras Aane Gopi Jana Pallava Girivara Jani Yasodhanandana Raja Jananan Jana Yasodhanandana Raja Jananan Jana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Radha Madhava Dunya Vihani Hidaya Radha Madhava Dunya Vihani Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 are are Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada Chila, Prabhu Pada.
Jaya Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada. Jaya Gauranitaye, Jaya Gauranitaye, Gauranitaye, Jaya Gauranitaye. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra.
So, Hari Bol, once again, everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome. Damodar Prasad, jetzt, was ist unsere bevorzugte Sprache? Du kennst ja die Situation. Deutsch oder Englisch?
Englisch.
Gut. Alright. So, now I remember reading the text, but could you please help me? It's 6 what?
10.
6, 10. And what verse, please?
10.
Acha. Oh. Yes, yes, yes. No. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Wow, this is a very, very nice verse. Aho Dainyam Aho Kashtam.
Aho Dainyam Aho Kashtam.
Parakyai Kshana Bangurai.
Parakyai Kshana Bangurai.
Yannopaku Yad Ashvate.
Yannopaku Yad Ashvate.
Madhyasva Gyati Vikrai.
Madhyasva Gyati Vikrai.
Aho Dainyam Aho Kashtam.
Aho Dainyam Aho Kashtam.
Parakyai Kshana Bangurai.
Parakyai Kshana Bangurai.
Yanopaku Yad Ashvate.
Yanopaku Yad Ashvate.
Madhya Svagyati Vikrahai.
Madhya Svagyati Vikrahai.
Yes, please, someone else.
Aho Dainyam Aho Kashtam.
Aho Dainyam Aho Kashtam.
Parakyai Kshana Bangurai.
Parakyai Kshana Bangurai.
Yanno Pakurat Asvartai.
Yanno
स्वज्ञाति विग्रहाय
Yes, one Vaishnavi, please.
Abhodanyam Mahokashtam
Bharatyaishana Bangurai
Bharatyaishana Bangurai Yannopakuryadasvarthai
Yes. Aho. Alas. Dainyam.
Dainyam.
A miserable condition. Aho. Alas. Kashtam.
Kashtam.
Simply tribulation.
Parakyae.
Which after death are eatable by dogs and jackals.
Which after death are eatable by dogs and jackals.
Yes. Janabangurai.
Janabangurai.
Perishable at every moment. Yes.
Because.
Not. Upakurya. Would help. Aswatya.
Not meant for self-interest.
Yes, not meant for self-interest. Matya.
Matya.
A living entity destined to die. Sva. With his wealth. Yati.
Relatives and friends.
Vigrahai.
And his body.
I must give you the content here. This is an amazing story in the Bhagavatam. There was a great demon who was plagiarizing the world. He was plagiarizing is not the word, terrorizing the world. And it was known that he could only be overcome by means of a weapon. Now this weapon was a magical weapon, you could say. In order to prepare this weapon, the bones of one particular saintly person was required. So the devatas, who had tried many times in the past to overthrow this demon Vritasura, needed to make this weapon. You must know the word Vrita means circle, like a circle which covers everything, north, east, south, and west. Vrita's influence, his demonic influence, was really covering every single nook and corner of the known universe. He was really a great problem, like Hiranyakashipu had been in the past, and we don't know any modern demoniac person. There were in the past, I heard in Uganda, was one tyrant, Idi Amin, who had a system of terrorizing everyone in the country who was not cooperating with this regime. But I don't think there's anyone comparable to Vritasura in terms of influence and so on. So the weapon needed to be made. So imagine these devatas one morning turn up at the place of this saint called Dadichi. He must have been in a straw hut, very simple, very austere. And they say, sorry, we have come here with a certain request. We need to overthrow Vritasura. Yes, said Tadichi, that is necessary. Yes. Speak freely, says Tadichi. Why are you hesitating? We need a specific weapon. Don't stutter. Tell the truth. What do you want of me? Yes, in order to prepare the weapon, we need your bones. It means the life, you know, when you take the bones out of the body. We don't even want to think of such a surgery. That's the end of someone. Oh, said Tadichi, everyone knows that the body is very dear to a person. So you ask me for the body, but I love my body. I can't give this, you know, so easily. So he jokes. He says it jokingly because he's a self-realized soul. For him, living or dying is the same. You know, he anyways knows that what people say is living is really dead. It's the soul inside, which gives life to this body, and the soul will continue after this body. It was before and it will be after. So the devatas hear from him, the body is very dear to everyone, how can we give this up? And they agree, they are in this concept and bodily concept of life. Then Dadichi makes a point. He says, here in this verse, actually, he turns 180 degrees around. He says, this body, which is eatable by jackals and dogs after death, does not actually do any good for me, the spirit soul. Wow! It is usable only for a short time and may perish at any moment. The body and its possessions, its riches and relatives must all be engaged for the benefit of others, or else they will be sources of tribulation and misery. Do you know that everything which you have now, you will leave very soon behind? Do you know? Everything, your position, your everything. There's a Vedic statement, there's only one thing which will go with you. My dear devotees, it's not your impressive library which will go with you. It's not even your japa mala which will go with you. What to speak of the material possessions? That is not of consequence for you. What will go with you is your dharma, what you did properly in this life. So here, Tadichi says the main dharma is to do, to use what you have for the benefit of others. And similar advice is also given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Eta vachjanma safalam dehinam iha dehisho pranaya ater diya vacha shreya achalanam sada. It's the duty of every living being. See how beautiful our philosophy is. It's the duty of every living being to perform welfare activity for the benefit of others. With his life, his wealth, his intelligence, and his words. This is the mission of life. one's own body and the bodies of his friends and relatives, as well as one's own riches and everything else one has, should be engaged for the benefit of others. This is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hare Krishna, what to do with your children? They are not interested in this. They are too young. One who has taken birth as a human being in the land of India should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. The word upakuryat means para upakar, helping others. Of course, in human society there are many institutions to help others, but because philanthropists do not know how to help others, their propensity for philanthropy is ineffectual. They do not know the ultimate goal of life, which is to please the Supreme Lord. If all philanthropic and humanitarian activities were directed towards achieving the ultimate goal of life, to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they would all be perfect. Humanitarian work without Krishna is nothing. Wow! Krishna must be brought to the center of all of our activities, otherwise no activity will have value. Wow, this is a pure devotee, no, who is speaking to us. Wonderful. So here the logic is very simple. We will lose everything which we have now, except for one thing, that is dharma, and the highest dharma, Parodharma, is compassion, to do good for others, to help them grow, blossom, move forward, and so on. That is what we will take with us at the end of this one life. We are facing some difficulties in seeing this and being active on this level, because it seems there is something in us which wishes to turn to the body and use it as a way to find pleasure in this world. So we will look at this a little.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskadhyane Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadara Shri Vasaribo Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I have a practical realization of this verse. We had just returned from India a few weeks ago, and my body was very exhausted. I had done a whole month of tapasya for me, just doing my Kartik Vrata, of trying to really focus my mind and my life only on Krishna and his pastimes and all, his names, his form, his beautiful qualities, his pastimes and so on. But that was very tough for the body to sit the whole day and chant from early morning till late in the evening. It's not so easy for when you become older. But I still wanted to do this because there's so much nectar. There's so much nectar. When the mind can just forget the material world for a moment and enter the spiritual world, it's just so nice. It's actually the life of the mind is to remember Krishna and to be with Krishna. That makes us alive in a spiritual sense. So I had come back very exhausted. I'm still physically very exhausted. And first I came back to London and we had a wonderful time there with we have bought a very wonderful retreat center on the countryside. We means Pandavasena, and we had done our annual retreat. Oh, you should have been at that retreat. We have so many nice speakers, Keshava Maharaj, Ganeshyam Priya, or Mr. Jai Shetty, he's now very famous, and so on. And I was very happy to finally come back to Gaura Bhavan and take my rest. And then the devotees say, today is Christmas. Would you like to go and distribute food for the homeless? I said, I would like to sleep. But they said, it's a unique opportunity, and you know, they must need a lot of food, and they sleep under the bridges, they need a hot meal. So, please, can't you just ask what I need? But at the end, it was clear we wanted to go to the homeless on the Christmas evening and distribute hot dal soup and chapati, you know, some bread, some sweets, some tea, some, you know what you, it's nice things which we made. So I remember even when I was in the car, my mind was protesting. Sachinandan Swami, be clever. You are still in walking distance of Gaura Bhavan. You can say, drop me please, I'm going back to Gaura Bhavan where there is heating system, and I'm not going to Kotbusator, which is the center of criminal activity in Berlin. You know, that's where they all are. You can buy a human being, you can buy a slave for everything, you can, you know, it's there's a lot of crime going on, and we wanted to go in the midst of the of that. But somehow I said, well, it's only one more day, you know, and then after Christmas now. So we went, and there was no one there on Kotbusator. It was so cold, it was foggy, it was dismal, it was really miserable, the atmosphere. At least I was not the only one who was in misery. And then everything changed, my dear devotees, when we opened the lid to the hot dal soup. We had a big thing, and they came, like I've written about this, like bees from all the different corners, and we started to distribute. At the moment we you know, I saw these people with these swollen hands, with the wounds, frost bites in the hand, you know, covered with all the cloth they should could gather, with black rings around under the eyes, and with, you know, the trembling from the cold, and they were coming to get the hot dal and hot tea, and you know, I do not know. I became just so happy to be able to actually do something for these suffering people, to give them Krishna Prasadam and to tell to them Hari Bol and Hare Krishna. And they were very happy, they were very polite. They said, let this person go first, he has only one leg or one eye, and you know. And I cannot describe to you, I felt by focusing myself on, you know, what is good for these other parts of Krishna. Krishna was just came just in the midst of the Kotbosa tour to me. I just felt so relieved of this big problem which we all have, which I have at least, and not in the heart, the kamashayam, this granti, hridaya granti, which is made of karma and of ego, this not in the heart, it just solved, and I became enthusiastic, and the scene became so beautiful. People walked by, and one person thought, let me also help, and he went in the shop and got all the woolen caps which the shop had, and we distributed them to the homeless people. And you know, it was a compassionate action in Krishna consciousness. We saw them as parts of Krishna, and Krishna was very satisfied. Krishna does not like anyone to suffer. It's unnecessary to suffer in this world. It is not the plan for those who turn to Krishna, and those who help others to turn to Krishna. And those who turn in any way to Krishna, even to his hot dal soup, you know, which is offered to him, they become free from this terrible suffering. And I became very inspired and was remembering this part. Dadichi says, this body is just a vehicle. I'm passing this vehicle through the world, and the purpose of this body should be to be beneficial for others. I think this is a very important message for the Hare Krishna movement, because so often people who enter spiritual institutions think of their progress, they think of repairing their brokenness, their inner brokenness, they think of their advancement and so on, and become so much locked in another type of ego, you know, the ego of I want to make progress and advancement, you know, and then they miss the whole point of spiritual life. They change from one ahankara to the other ahankara, and then they become tense in their mind, they have difficulties to tolerate each other, and they have, and all these problems come, which you all know. But just this compassion solves the knot of the false ego, and it must be active. And when you enter this activity of being compassionate to others, you will see something loosens in your heart, and all of a sudden your heart becomes a container for Krishna's presence, and you can think of Krishna, not forget him. This is very, very wonderful passage of the Bhagavatam where Dadichi, after first joking and saying, no, I don't want to give my body, this is most dear to me, he says, I want to do what is best for others. I want to help them. If you need this body to make the universe and a good demon-free place, you please take it. Sugadev Goswami said, Dadichi Muni, the son of Atava, thus resolved to give his body to the service of the devatas. He placed himself, the spirit soul, at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in this way gave up his gross material body made of five elements. It is said, Kamadenu, a cow from the spiritual world, came and affectionately licked the body of Dadichi. Dadichi, like cows do, and vop, the soul went to Krishna and the body was there, the bones were there for making this magical weapon. It was painless, it went very, it was very elegant, very nice. Gomata was there, and he went back to Godhead, just like this, without, just, it was not really a death in the tragic sense in which we see it. It was a passing to a better, to the Lord. My dear devotees, this is one of millions of lectures which you hear about a lofty idea, also ein abgehobenes Ideal, ne? Compassion. Sachinanda Swami, you're talking to modern people, let's be practical. You know, this doesn't work. It's like so many of our lectures where we present the ideal, for instance, of love, of Godhead, of spontaneous tears of affection. I must say, I have become more interested in the way than in the goal. How can we go there, really? How is it possible? And one very important point, I think, for a modern devotee to work with is to see that he needs to, let me say, develop a good mind. Develop a sattvic mind in which spiritual thoughts can take root and grow into something very practical, something very visible. If the mind is disturbed, it is very difficult that Krishna consciousness takes root in there, because the disturbed mind cannot think of anything else than flight or fight, or thinking of repairing the brokenness inside. Prabhupada said once something very interesting about this disturbed mind. He said, when something has dropped in the water, in the river, you cannot see the things that are dropped within the water by agitating the water. Just stand still for some time. As soon as the water is settled up, you see the things as they are. So as soon as our enthusiasm is agitated, it is better to sit down in any temple suitable and chant Hare Krishna. There is no question of being disappointed. After all, we commit so many mistakes. That is human nature. To err is so human. That is not a fault. but try to rectify this with a cool head. He says when the consciousness is muddied, you can't see anything clearly. When the consciousness is agitated by material desires, by material, by just surviving in this Kali Yuga, when the consciousness is agitated by looking at the exciting new president of the United States of America, an example of clear-headedness, then it occupies the devotees so much. And because the mind is, when it's agitated, usually connected with the things it's thinking about, it cannot think of Krishna. There's a verse which Krishna says, I've written it down. Nashti buddhir ayuktasya, nacha yuktasya bhavana, nacha bhavayata shantiya, asantasya kuta sukham. One who is not connected with the Supreme in Krishna consciousness can neither have a transcendental intelligence nor a steady mind, without which there is no possibility of peace. And how can there be happiness without peace? No, this inner peace is when this is gone, because the mind is agitated by the things of this world. When that peace is gone, the mind is muddied, is full of the things it is agitated about, and as a result there's no place for Krishna there. This is a big problem for many, many, many devotees. They are unsettled because of just life in Kali Yuga, or because of Kali Maharaj, who has done another thing, or because of their own traumas which they have, their own unresolved problems which play into their consciousness. You need a clear consciousness where there is no mud going on. There's a very nice passage in the third canto of the Bhagavata which I want to bring to your attention. Hare Krishna! He's also knowing something to say. So it's about the embryo who, this must be a soul who practiced Krishna consciousness in a past life. Jiva Goswami says, not every soul in the womb of the mother will remember Krishna, but those who were on the path before, when they are in the womb, they all of a sudden wake up to consciousness and they understand, I've taken so many births before this birth, which is coming any moment in 1 week or in 2 weeks or in 1 month. The soul which has been in the previous life on the spiritual path remembers all of a sudden and wakes up to clear consciousness. It's as if all of us here would have a wonderful experience where all of us will, oh my God, I see it, I'm eternal soul, I'm actually a part of God. What? I'm a divine being. I'm not a Swiss person, or not a German person, or no person of this world at all. I can feel it. I'm full of bliss. I'm full of knowledge. I cannot understand. Was there any misery in my mind before? You know, that's the awakened soul. So this type of awakening takes place for some people who were on the path in the womb of the mother. They see everything. They see themselves. Maybe our little friend in the corner remembers this moment. They see everything. Everything is clear to them. They see actually Krishna in the heart next to them. And they also see, my God, I will go soon out in this world, and most probably my clear awakened consciousness, which I have now, will be muddied again. By the way, this is the experience of many devotees who leave Vrindavan to come back to the West. They already have gone a few times out of Vrindavan, where they had extraordinary spiritual experiences, where their mind was drawn towards Shyamasundar, and they saw Shyamasundar. They were absolutely sure, and now they have to go back to the West, and they know most probably my mind will be again muddied, and I will take, you know, in Germany someone came to me. I came from Vrindavan. The first thing I did is I put on Netflix and saw for 3 days these foolish series in the Storm of Love or something like this, you know, which old ladies who are frustrated with their marriage look at, you know. And I saw this and I don't know what came over me. And I said, could it be that you wanted to escape somehow the normal life in the West, and you thought this would be in some entertainment? Is it an escape plan or what? I don't know, you know, why you did this. Yes, so muddying the consciousness. And here the soul, he says, he is in this fully awakened state. I've written it down for you. After seeing how I'm actually a part of Krishna, I belong to you, Krishna. You are my all and everything, but I will be most probably distracted, he says. Therefore, because I don't want this, I will stay here in the womb. I will not leave. I will not go outside. I will not take birth. Maybe Radha Sundari has seen such people who are in the womb and they don't want to come, and you have to maybe chant Hare Krishna and sing and dance before them. No, we are there. We are devotees. We will welcome you. So I will stay here and destroy my sufferings with the help of my friend. What is his friend? Is there anyone in the womb? It's empty. Is it Krishna? Krishna is normally the right answer in our lectures, but he is even different. I will stay here and destroy my sufferings with the help of my friend. Clear consciousness, not muddied consciousness. And then I will surrender unto you. By keeping Vishnupada, means the lotus feet of the Lord, in my mind, I will not take birth again. Of course, this is an escape also. I mean, he has to take birth. He can't stay indefinitely in the womb of the mother. But I'm just wanting to, the Bhagavatam wants to help us to describe this determination to stay not in muddied consciousness, but to stay in clear consciousness. My dear devotees, you must know that the moment you allow your consciousness to become a place of the Maya Shakti, your inner enemies, which have been waiting for this, will become activated. There is one, and only when your mind is connected with Krishna, like the Lord says, at that time your inner enemies cannot do anything to you. The inner enemies which surround the heart of the conditioned soul are karma, krodha, lobha, moha, you know, these things, illusion, lust, or material desires, karma, called anger, greed, illusion, etc. They are always there. And they will come at you the moment you are not connected. You're disconnected from the source of all life, that is the Lord, who has given life, who is also the source of your soul, the source of all your life. They will come and come at you. They are like, you know, when you have this fruits, yes? Have you noticed this? All of a sudden, when the fruits become mature, all kinds of fruit flies are coming. You wonder, from where are they coming? I mean, I'm in Switzerland, this is clean. My kitchen is super clean. How did this flies come? I can't give you the answer. I mean, there must be an answer to this. Or another example I wanted to give you. As long as the body is alive, you will not have any problems with jackals and vultures. what am I saying? Well, when I was a young man, I went on the world Nitago World Traveling Sankirtan Party. It was such an austere program. We would travel through India. Oh, I could write a book. You won't believe what we saw. I mean, there were really unforgettable memories, like when all these 100 Buddhistic monks wanted to leave the Dalai Lama and come with us, chanting and singing and dancing, and crazy scenes, but also very good scenes. So once we went to the area in Alava where the Kumbh Mela took place, we wanted to wash our bus and we wanted to get ready to make a program in Allahabad. And I said to the devotees, can I please make a little pause? They said, yes. He says, okay, you are not Mr. Practical. We don't need you now. So I went to a shady tree and I fell asleep. And when I finally woke up, and the sun had wandered, I was out of the shade, I had a sunburn, but what disturbed me more than the sunburn was there were vultures around me. They had thought I'm dead. Yeah, I was awful. I was really sleeping like a brahmachari after the Sunday feast, you know. And they came closer and I said, hey, I'm alive. Don't come close. I know how to use a stone on your head if you come close. So then they all went away. My dear devotees, they thought I was dead. Now when the mind is not full with Krishna, the life of the mind, no, the manojivan, you will see that all of a sudden the same thing happens. The inner jackals, the inner vultures come around you and they give you such a problem. They give you ideas which are really not the reality. Do you know that that the reality is different from what you think it is? I want to give you an example. Let me see. Say I'm giving a lecture and one of you is totally bored, which happens, and looks at your mobile telephone and you're with your WhatsApp messages. Oh, wow, how could he write this? You are sitting in the temple room, but because your mind is engaged in a different film, so to say, a different dream, it is all of a sudden in its own world and not in the world where your body is sitting. this is happening all the time with us. We are going through the world and we see things and the mind gives a certain interpretation of the reality, which is very different. I remember here sitting and giving a Sunday feast program and two people were always talking with each other and I thought, oh no, how can they be so impolite? Maybe it's because I don't speak Swiss German, and they think these Germans are all arrogant fools, they don't speak our language. So I was thinking like this. And then after the lecture, they came to me to get some, they came to me and I said, now I'm off the microphone. Now I'm going to give them a North German sentence. And they said, Maharaj, your lecture was excellent. What? Yeah, I translated every word for my Russian friend, you know. Oh, finally someone pays attention to what I say. I had this many times in Switzerland. One time someone was sitting before me and all the time making movements. And I thought, what was this? And later they came and I understood he was not impolite making jokes out of me, but he was explaining to his friend who was not able to listen in the language of the deaf people. No, you make some signs. So all the time we are going through this world and our mind gives its interpretation of the world. The moment we come to clear Krishna consciousness, the interpretation stop, and we will see Krishna is everywhere, Krishna is protecting me, Krishna is waiting for me, and we wake up to the reality. There is this verse from the... Do you like also verses?
Yes.
Good. There is this Brahmana who really had traumatic situations. His wife and sons had left him. He had lost all his wealth. He was really in misery. And on top of it, people were on his case, maybe from the past or so. So he sits down and he says this beautiful verse, Vidya Uvacha. Nayam janume sukha dukkha hetu na devatatma grahakarma kala mana palam karanam atmananti samsara chakram parivata yat yat. Clear consciousness, you will hear what he says as his mind is free from the mud. The Brahmana said, these people are not the cause of my happiness and distress. Neither are the... No, so he says, okay, you may say, the people are not the cause of your distress, but perhaps it's your bad astrology which is the cause of your distress, or your past karma. But he says, no! It's not the demigods, it's not my own body, it's not the planets which are influencing my life, it's not my past work or the time, rather it is the mind alone that causes happiness and distress and perpetuates the rotation of material life. So, this, my dear devotees, is what we need to learn, to return or to try to see how can you be with your friend clear consciousness and see things clearly without becoming agitated by people, circumstances, your own traumatas which are not yet solved. There are many, by the way, of a normal person, and how can you it is you must be you must link your mind with Krishna. This clear consciousness, I will tell you a little how it feels and you will recognize it. I made some notes here. The origin is Krishna consciousness, of being aware of the actual fact that you are part of Krishna. When you are in clear consciousness, you are thinking with Krishna conscious perspectives. If you're not, you are thinking with your mind that interprets everything. It's your ego. Clear consciousness feels light. You are alive. When you are in muddied consciousness, it's heavy and stressed all the time. When you are in clear consciousness, you're usually thinking only in possibilities. There's so many opportunities. When you are in the thinking mind is, oh, everything is difficult nowadays, you know. Look, 25 will be the year of changes and my karma will get me. You know, it is when you are in clear consciousness, you feel love in your heart. When you are not, you are afraid usually of many things. And when you are in clear consciousness, Krishna consciousness, things happen effortlessly. And when you are not, you have to make always endeavors for even the smallest things. So this clear consciousness, this means connected consciousness, you need to find out for your own self when you feel in connected consciousness. I know, Nanda, I think you feel clear consciousness when you sing for Krishna, no? And when you sing bhajans perhaps and meditate about the bhajans, then you feel, isn't it? We feel like it's the mud settles, which we feel. And I feel in clear consciousness, yes, when I'm sitting in Vrindavan before Giriraj, and I'm closing my eyes and I'm remembering what Krishna did here, and I'm seeing his feet, his dhoti, and everything. And then it's like the sunrise in my consciousness, and all the inner darkness will go. There's one meditation which is done to connect our consciousness with Krishna. Perhaps you remember in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna repeats twice a verse where he says, always think of me. No? And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says how we should think of Krishna. And I thought I would do this. I would need to go, Krishna, do you have Vishwanath on your telephone? Yeah? So it's 65. So I thought we will do today a life-giving meditation for the mind. What do you think about this idea? Where we call upon Krishna to take his seat in our mind, and we will see as this happens, the mud will go down. You know, it will sink at the bottom, and we do clear consciousness. Now the problem with you, Hare Krishna, Hare Ramas, is you are always tired in the morning because you go too late to bed and you eat too much unhealthy food and so on. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Yes. Hare Krishna. I'm joking. It's a joke in the family. No, the family that can laugh about it is good. Yeah. So ist Yamananda hier, ist kommt die Herausforderung des Morgens. Meditieren.
You know, we so often hear about oh my god, this is such a bad rag. I'm getting a new one. Krishna is kind to me. Good.
My dear devotees, we so were you with me? I wanted to say compassion is such a good activity for all of us. And then I wanted to make the next point that our mind is often thinking in selfish terms. And I wanted to introduce you to the logic of Dadichi Muni, who says, no, this world, this body and everything is temporary. Use your energy for doing something good for others. Use it for eternal things. And then I just wanted to say that we have heard this many times, and we just need to bring our mind a little bit peaceful so that it can actually be a sitting place for the Lord. This was the idea of this lecture. I think I'm not so satisfied with my lecture this morning. I'm a little bit bringing things together. Now I wanted to meditate, but it's not possible. Maybe of children who make noise. Maybe I know we have beautiful rooms there. You're from here. You know this place.
Yes.
Oh, you know. Good then. I think then it's better if we have a, because they will be loud. Other children. Good. I thought, you know, to introduce you to something which I feel is important. The way to think of Krishna. If we do this, we will start, many of us think occasionally of Krishna when they read in the books, and they think of Krishna, or when in a lecture someone may explain a pastime of Krishna, and our mind feels attracted to Krishna. This is one type of remembrance that is often based on literature, on verses, on what others say to us. But there is also another, which Jiva Goswami describes as smaranam, where with some effort, it takes an effort, we willfully bring Krishna in our mind. That's another thing, no? And it requires some effort. In other words, it needs some training. Like yesterday I was in one devotee's home who had heavy weights, and it was clear to me I could not train with these weights, because I can only train with up to 8 kg, but this was 24 kg, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger category. And so I'm not trained. So in the beginning of Smaranam, we can willfully bring a subject in our mind, and then it will go. And a little, when you make a little bit more advancement, your mind is able to hold the subject matter. you know, like some, like a telephone number that you don't want to forget. The mind can hold it. Okay, what was it? 6, 1, 3. I can't even give an example. I'm so bad at numbers, you know. 4, 6, 1, 3, 4. I can, for instance, remember 108. That's as far as my memory goes, you know. So, but you can train this. You can have 1088, you know, and it's possible. So this is how you start. Of course, when you have taste in Krishna, it is very easy to remember Krishna, because you remember things you have taste in. But the Ajata Ruti Sadhaka, the one whose taste is not yet born, he needs some help, you know, some prompting. And this is what we hear in the Gita. The Gita, Krishna says, always think of me. And Ramanujacharya will say, think of the seven oceans of Krishna's beautiful qualities. He wants to give us some taste. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, to always think of Krishna means to do a little meditation. And I wanted to introduce you to this. It's very, very beginning, but wonderful. You will like it very much. Would you, I will read the text to you and then we will meditate. Is it good for you?
Yes.
Good. Give your mind as a gift. He says, as the phrase manmana means, give your mind as a gift to me. Shyama Sunda, with moon-like face, with shining locks of hair, beautiful eyebrows, and with glances of sweet mercy that rain nectar on you. So to turn this into a meditation means to take the classical elements which the Bhagavatam says, to purify the mind, you first meditate on the sun, on the moon, the sun, and then fire, that impression of light will take the inner darkness away, and then you usually then enter the forest of Vrindavan in your mind. And then you go to Radha and Krishna. But we will make this very simple. I want to request you to sit properly. You have to see a little bit. It's not so easy to sit properly. You want to open your chest because you want to breathe. We do a few deep inhalations and exhalations. Just try to bring your mind to your breathing, really. When you breathe in, you're only with your mind and your ingoing breath. Some of you are doing it with too much force, just very simple and relaxed. You will see, sometimes it's not so simple to be relaxed. There's so much tension in the heart and in the mind, but just keep on breathing. When you breathe out, just very gently breathe out. Yes, I know, I can feel your mental energy now, it's protesting, and oh, this is about noise. So just to breathe, it will be good for you. It will be very Krishna conscious. Don't worry. As you breathe in, you know that you are breathing in. Stay alert, attentive. And as you breathe out, you know if you have not closed your eyes already, please do so now. And think of a night and a full moon. The night, no? Remember the last time you looked up, saw this silvery moon, which has this very soft light, beautiful light. Slowly from this moon, face appears. Shining locks of hair. Perhaps you have seen Krishna photo pictures with locks of hair. Just bring them into it, very gently bring them into your mind. Beautiful eyebrows, they're curved. And he looks at you. And you look at him. Perhaps you have seen the deity of Lord Shyama Sunda in Vrindavan. He looks at you. And you look at him. As you look into the Lord's eyes, Shyama Sundar's eyes, you notice there is a quality in the way he looks at you. He seems to very, very much like you. And his glances, or the way he looks at you, full of mercy. He actually wants to help you. He wants you. He seems to say, give your mind as a gift to me, Shyama Sunda. Look at my moon-like face with shining locks of hair. Beautiful eyebrows. And my glances, the way I look at you, so full of mercy. So stay with this as you sing. Krishna Hare Hare Hare. Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
One more time. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Yama Sunda, with a moon-like face, with shining locks of hair and beautiful eyebrows. And think of me, how I'm looking at you with glances of sweet mercy that shower a rain of nectar upon you. Wow. Hare Krishna. Yes, I was once in Vrindavan Dham. There is one devotee, he's still there. I saw him actually this last year, last time I was there. And he is amazing. He keeps very much to himself because he chants 3 lakhs of names, the number which Haridas Thakur chants that he does. One whole Govardhan Parikrama every single day, and he comes out at around 2 o'clock and begs for his Marukari. I think his rule is he takes only a little from each home, so he needs to go to 7 houses. That's the regulation he has set, and we have seen each other many times, and one time I asked if I could ask him a question, and he said he doesn't speak English. I had a translator with me, and so he came to where I was I gave him a chapati, you know, he was Madhukari person, and he, I asked him, how do you do this, you know, every day so many rounds? It's not easy, you know, you need to have some enthusiasm and taste, and I think you are also practicing the remembrance of the Lord. And he said, yes, it's only possible for me to do this when I remember the Lord. And what? And he said, I personally, yes, he, of course, he reads the, he takes the guidebooks which are used there, but he said, I personally know of no more powerful meditation for me, that I just see the Lord is standing next to me and he's hearing my japa. He's just there. And then I chant enthusiastic japa. And then he mentioned that there is in this text, I think it's in 1868, is it? No, 65, or what is it? Which you took, yeah? Yeah, 18th chapter 65. This is the meditation you just you know, tried out. He sees the Lord is standing like this, and he's looking at him with mercy, not in a investigating way. Are you chanting good rounds, you know, or do you drop some names? Yeah. So somehow our movement is known as the movement for Krishna consciousness. It means clear consciousness, you know, like this embryo prays for. I will destroy my sufferings with the help of my friend, clear consciousness. And what this means is, first of all, a dedication to, I do not wish that my mind is muddied. I do not like this, that my enemies, you remember, like this, the jackal and the vulture come and eat me up alive, and eat my spirit alive. And this is one way to think. But maybe this very simple way for you could be, if you read regularly and In texts, they need to be pure. That's why I read always Prabhupada's literature, because he's really, you can see. He says the mind must have some occupation. If a person is to be free of material things, his mind cannot be vacant. If you want to be free from material life, your mind can't be vacant. There must be subject matters for thinking, feeling, and willing. And then he says, unless one's mind is filled with thoughts of Krishna, feelings for Krishna, and a desire to serve Krishna. See these three things. They come from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Thoughts of Krishna, feelings for Krishna, the desire to serve Krishna, the mind will be filled with material activities. Those who have given up material activities and have ceased thinking of them should always retain the ambition to think of Krishna. Without Krishna, one cannot live. Wonderful, no? Just as a person cannot live without some enjoyment for his mind. So those who go for material things, they look at things material, and they need this for the mind. You know, if the people who work so hard, if they wouldn't have in the storm of love, you know, some foolish old lady serious, you know, there would be no enjoyment for them, and then how can they live? So for the devotees, if you don't go for this storm of love, you know, you go for another storm of love. You have to learn to think of Krishna. That's a great, great subject matter, and I think it's easiest if you just wow, such an effulgent Vaishnava here. I think it's very, very easy when you just read, and then you close your eyes after reading some subject and just remember what you have read. Just let it pass again through your mind, and you will see, you will become very bright. You will look like this wonderful Vaishnava I saw just now. It's so effulgent, no? You remember? He was a very, very, very mysterious Vaishnava. He always talked about science, but did you hear what he talked about when he did kirtan? When he was before the deities? Communicating with Krishna like this, he would sing. Yeah. I once asked him, why do you always talk about science? He said, Prabhupada told me. I'm just doing what he said. But I think something else. Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, I have this lecture for non-devotees where I have statements like, I think, oh, my thinking has brought me out of happiness. Not a single time my thinking has brought me into happiness. Is this how you talk to non-devotees? You talk how they can relate, but you are different, you are exalted souls, so I had to try to put it in language which you would hopefully have benefit. What I'm trying to say is, in this verse we hear the ideal of Dadichi Muni to use the temporary body for the benefit of others. That's what we do as preachers. We go out, we go and so on. But in order to do this, to have this compassionate life, you must have a mind that is pure, that is not muddied, and that is by bringing Krishna at the mind. So I thank you very much. Thank you all for coming. It was so nice to see you. I saw some of you yesterday. I could not believe my eyes. You all looked so young and wonderful. And today I'm seeing more of you. I cannot believe my eyes. Bright Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis. I also wanted to say one thing. Really, to maintain a temple in the midst of a town like Zurich. Wow, that's such a service. I want to thank all of you. I know all of you are in some ways, or most of you are in some ways connected to the temple. Some of you are living here and doing service all around the clock, all around the year. It's so nice. It's really, when one comes from outside, like me, I always think this is an island in the ocean of silent desperation. You know, for me, material life is silent desperation. Outside, everyone smiles and yes, we are good, we are good, we are good. But watch, go to the people and they are in their apartments. I do as a preacher, and see they need help very much. And it's so nice that you keep this temple. Ooh, I know it's difficult, must be difficult also to always be in the same place, you young people, to have the same routine. But I want to also encourage all of you who are living outside to support the devotees with your good wishes. So on. It's very, very nice. Very, very so respectful to these devotees. Krishna. All the best for you. I have this blitz visit only. It was a health-related visit. But I'm making plans when we have the summer camp, the Bhakti retreat, or how do we call it? Bhakti retreat, yes. Ooh, and we all come, and then I will also come here to the temple and everything. So all the best for you, and keep sadhu savdan, be careful, my dear devotees, be careful, come good through the new year, and think about putting Krishna in your mind. The more the better. The more the better. And soon you will see, you have to break through the ice first. You have to be a little determined, yes. An easygoing life and perfection in Krishna consciousness don't go together. It's not possible. So, but if you try, you will automatically think of Krishna. Krishna will help very much. He will think, oh, he is my devotee. He wants to think of me. He can't think of me. His mind is so muddy and restless, but I will give him my mercy. And then you will think of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I'm a little late. Or should we, sollen wir noch fragen? Vielleicht sind Fragen zum Thema da? Aber wirklich, bitte. Bitte wirklich zum Thema, nicht? Ja. Oh, Konstantin. Warum fragen dich die älteren Devotees mal? Warum sind die immer so trübe? Konstantin, ist das eine Frage?
Ja. Oh,
bitte. Rede uns.
Ja. If you think, if you are in clear consciousness and you kind, a few kind of people are offended because of that. How do you deal with it? Are you in illusion?
You are in clear consciousness and you feel offended?
You feel that other people maybe get offended by that, maybe you don't follow all rules or something like that. How can you deal with it? Does that actually happen?
You know, someone who's really in clear consciousness, everyone will love him. They will feel, oh, even animals will come and sit around you and feel attracted. No, I'm not joking. The dogs will come and be with you, want to be with you. Snakes, mongoose, Nila Gauss will sit down next to you. What to speak of human being? When someone is in Krishna consciousness, others feel very attracted to him. Why? Because everyone wants to be with Krishna, with the Lord. They will express it in different ways. They will say, we want to be happy, we want to be light, and so on. There was one devotee, his name was Akinchana Krishna Das, who was very advanced, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur heard a complaint about him. Devotees were saying he's just sitting in the room and chanting all day. That's what he did, and thinking of Krishna. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, that is his exalted state. He has my permission to stay in the room. That's what we want to attain in our movement, to think of Krishna. So the sannyasis who had complained against him were complaining that he did not go out and take part in collecting Lakshmi for the mat and doing other things. But I think sometimes a lot what goes on in our movement, we are social beings, as those who want to, you know, when you enter this world of thinking about Krishna, you usually keep it for yourself. You don't want to make it a public spectacle. And those who want, they and argue about these things in different ways and so on, you immediately know they need to follow their own talk first. No one who thinks of Krishna will make it public or will. And a devotee usually acts in a way that he encourages others and does not want to create. Even when with other devotees, he wants to be friendly, you know, and supportive. Krishna. I know, but how can anyone feel offended if a devotee becomes Krishna conscious? That's our purpose. That's what we want. That's good. But maybe those who are... Anyways, I don't want to make this... don't want to try to look at this scene. It's not helpful for anyone. Yeah, anyone else? Yeah, Ava Mataji, your good name, I've seen you a few times.
My name is Devashri Radhika Devidasan.
Shri Radhika?
Devashri.
Wow, Devashri Radhika. My God, this is a name. Devashri Radhika. You got the best name. Yeah.
Thank you, Maharaj, for a very beautiful and deep lecture. And I was, my question comes out of this point I was reflecting on. You mentioned how you said, I'm more interested in the way than the goal, which was very touching. And you also emphasized on compassion. Mm-hmm. And instead of fixing our brokenness, we should really meditate on what the other needs and really go out and preach. And I was reflecting on this, and sometimes, especially when I'm young, when I'm preaching, or if I'm endeavoring to preach, I do see the broken parts of myself, but still out of my gratitude to Srila Prabhupada, I still feel the fire to preach. And sometimes I think that, I hope I don't get lost, because these broken parts also have to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I just reflect on this, am I hiding away by just thinking that I'm preaching? So how should we catch ourselves in those moments?
See, Krishna, we human beings are composite beings. We are not just one thing. We have a body, we have a mind, we have an intelligence, and we are our true self is there also the soul. And composite means like Lego, you know, everything is put together. You need to pay attention to all these areas. So becoming now becoming specific, preaching alone, you need to also do something. It's called weedening the garden of the heart, you know, taking care that the things which are there, you call them the broken, we can call them different things, what is in the heart, broken parts, weeds, samskaras, you know, you have to also look at this. So Mahaprabhu has given us three, to make it very simple, three very, very good areas in which we need to work. If we work only in one, you are guaranteed to get problems from the areas you're not taking care of. So he said, Nama Ruchi, we should develop our taste in the holy name. He refers to chanting, he refers to this whole area of engaging with Krishna. Then the next thing is community, Vaishnava Seva. We need Sangha of devotees. Yesterday we were in a house of a Grihastha who has beautiful sanghas there going on, and you know, that's Vaishnav Seva, no? And then we need to go out also and do something, it's called Jivadaya, compassion towards others. So you need all these areas. I try to put this together, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, a devotee we must take care of spiritual well-being, of physical well-being, emotional well-being, and social well-being. And I put this together in a model called the Tree of Life. Spiritual well-being is the roots. You must do something for your roots. Then you must do something for the trunk. That's the physical well-being and emotional. Like the doctor told me, if you don't now move regularly with exercises, there will be great difficulties when you become a little older. And I know this, he's right. Yes, we need to take care of this. Emotional well-being. Emotional well-being happens when you stop negative self-talk. You know, all of the people of this age are really into negative self-talk. Insecurities, self-talk means also you talk to yourself about what the problems of others are, and so on. And they don't have something they live for, you know, which makes them enthusiastic. So for emotional well-being, you also need to find your purpose in life. Otherwise, it is not possible for you to have. And you need a good loving associations, you know, caring associations. And then social well-being. We are part of this planet. We need to see that we can do something for the well-being of others. And I think this is, you know, from all I said, Deva Sri Radhika. Deva Sri Radhika? Wow! Have you ever heard such a name? Really, whoever gave you this name, your good spiritual master gave you the name. Be grateful. Even if you have a confused mind, but at the time of death, you say, "Oh, Deva Sri Radhika." So, back to Godhead. Not just to any type of back to Godhead, to Radharani's lotus feet. Ooh! Congratulations. So, to make it simple, take care of your spiritual well-being. That is because you are a spiritual person. I take it that you are a very spiritual person. That will take a good amount of your time. You will think, you will maybe emphasize that above all others, because we as human beings have to put emphasis. Some do this on physical well-being, others on social well-being. We all are different. We have our emphasis. So spiritual people usually have spiritual well-being as their main. But then take care of your physical well-being, your emotional well-being, very important, especially for Matajis who have more emotions, and then your social well-being also. And when you try to be balanced, full balance is not possible in this age, but if you try to balance them out, you will be very satisfied. It's not just that you do one thing, that will not, because we are human beings, we have all these other aspects to our personality. We are discussing this amongst our older generation now. You know what we discuss? Dementia. Yeah? The older people forget. And you know, we discuss what to do. It will happen. We all forget, no? That's normal. If you would not forget anything, then you are a computer, perhaps. Even they crash sometimes. But when you become older and the vata becomes higher, then it's more. And we now talk about it. People know that I'm a little interested in these four types of well-being, so they come to me, do you know anything? I said, I'm not a practical person. Yes, if you know, I know Brahmi pills, but this is an Ayurvedic remedy. You will see, and then I say, isn't it funny? We never thought we would have such a discussion, you know, because we were only Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Seva, 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 Sankirtan, Sankirtan, Sankirtan. Had Bhagavad Gita, all Bhagavad Gita by heart, no problem. But now, we need to also look there. Good. Deva Shri Radhika. What a name. The name of Radha. Lord is willing to forget innumerable offenses, even those which are committed against saints, if he hears that someone takes the name of Radha. It's a Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. You know, the one who wrote Chaitanya Chandramrita. We hear that. Hare Krishna. Anyone else? I think we are good. We are a little with our time is there, and our devotees want to go to Davos. No, I'm hearing it's a very good idea. Very good idea. And I want to speak with Damodar Prasad also. So I think I will end here. I thank you very much for coming. Thank you, Konstantin, for your wonderful question. It was really good this time. Ein richtiger Treffer. Ein richtiger Treffer hast du erzählt. Hare Krishna. So, Hari Bol.